journey into the matrix of the mind. Stretch your imagination and challenge reality. Abnormal realities are beacons for the imagination. What society deems abnormal may be more real than we think. This is Abnormal Realities with your hosts, Ron Phillips and Rocky Stucci.
Oh, wait a minute.
What are you doing?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What are you doing,
dude? It was seriously. Oh,
we just
shit.
Had this conversation.
Dude.
Did we not? We just.
Oh, son of a bitch. I don't know if I can do it. It was just natural, man.
I know it was natural, but now I'm breathing it, and I got to dig for mine.
No, you don't. Dude, we're stronger than this.
We are not stronger because you reached right in your pocket, yanked that sumbitch out.
Didn't even think about it, bro. I was like going into a whole mode, and my arm was just going naturally.
Tell everybody what we're doing.
You know, I know we're already extremely sexy the way we are. You know what I'm saying? And we work hard at this every day.
Some of us
we flex in front of the mirror at least 2 minutes a day, and that's pretty strenuous on the body. Then we need a nap. But Ron Phillips, that sexy
woo!
Son of a bitch, God, Ron Phillips, man. He took that hair down.
Yeah, it was time.
Dude, that shit was getting that's long, you, brother. Man. That is you. I mean, dude.
But now I gotta lose the cue ball stand thing.
So
how are we doing it? How are we doing it? Well, we're going to stop smoking. What?
Dude, so stressful, man. Okay, so I smoke cigarettes, and I will hit this.
How many times during a show?
A lot.
Yeah.
So do you.
But two nights ago, you said we got to stop doing this, did you not?
Yeah, you know what?
Mine sat here for the last 2 days because I stopped doing it when you said we were going to stop doing it.
I didn't know that it was solidified. I mean, we did not.
Wait. Dude, we didn't shake on it. We didn't go.
Did we say a certain day? I don't remember negotiating a day. I just didn't realize we're just jumping right into shit,
why not,
man.
Why not
that
day? I got
to think this shit out. I got to come up with a plan.
You said it. Why not that moment?
Did I?
That's as good a time as any.
I could have.
Did you walk yesterday? You said we were going to walk
yesterday.
Dude,
I'm always walking.
Did you walk
yesterday? Not yesterday. I had a situation.
I walked yesterday. I didn't walk today.
Dude, I was doing like daddy shit, man.
But before the show, I reached three different times.
You did?
For my vape.
And I described it, didn't even think about it. Man, I thought I was going to be able to come and roll up tonight, you know? Yeah. I just got yelled at literally coming into the program, and my feelings are hurt.
That is not true.
Hurt, bro.
That is not true. Lisa says, no. He didn't.
Yo, what up, baby? How you doing?
Erica Sauer says you don't need to prepare to quit anything. You just quit.
By the way, I had to take Lisa. We had to go get that thing in our face today.
For those that think I feel okay, I do feel better than I did yesterday, but I'm probably going to do a teledoc after the show tonight. I still got this one lingering issue that's creating a little bit of worry right now. So
his left nut
keep everybody
really,
updated.
Really
that's not true.
And it's concerning.
Not true. Just so we're all on the same page, I have a little bit of, well, not a little bit, a lot of what's called elbow bursitis. It's where the bursa sac in your elbow swells up, but mine has now become discolored a little bit and swollen and warm, which could mean that it's septic. So now everybody's going out right now to search because that's what I did. And it means I need to get to a doctor pretty soon. And that discoloration started happening earlier today and it's got me a little bit worried. So prayers are appreciated. Thank you. But I didn't want it to stop the show tonight.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, please hear my voice right now. Brother Ron
now,
needs
I do
some
suffer.
Love. Brother
do,
Ron needs some love.
Thank you. I do suffer from a gout flare-ups. Stop touching me.
Brother Ron.
From gout flare-ups. So this could be because of that. But man.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think that's what's been causing my fever the last couple of days. And I probably let it go on too long.
Well, because you know what? It's not abnormal, dude.
Healing energy, Grandpa. Appreciate
it. Come on, bring it, brother. Hold on. You feel it? Oh, that's all I can give you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, I only got a little left for Lisa. Phew, that was rough. No, you didn't wait too long, brother, because you know what? We just want shit to go away. So we try to just continue life, and it's like, okay, it's there.
And that's my problem. My problem is I try to fight through it. Well, and I should.
You have no choice but to keep motion moving forward.
Look, in today's day and age, and we all know this, and I'm not even having to get political when I talk about it, I'm scared to go to the hospital. I am.
You all right, bro?
I'm scared to go to the hospital, dude. Number one, I'm 55.
Yeah.
Number two, I don't want to go to the damn hospital because shit. And number three, I try to fight through it too much, and that's my problem.
Okay, but there's something way deeper right now.
What do you mean?
You don't trust them?
Over the last year and a half, I have learned not to trust them.
Hell yeah, I get it. Okay. You know what sucks though? Is what other option do we have?
I don't disagree with you. So you got to come to terms with it. That's the point.
F terms.
Like you're having to come to terms with stopping vaping. I understand it.
Really, dude? Because
I spun that shit, dude, right back over on you.
My gut is hurting because I am now psychologically pushing my arms up here because.
Yeah, if you give it to me, I'll put it over here.
You won't touch shit. Okay, bro? All right, you ain't touching nothing.
Yeah, if you give it to me, I'll put it over there so you
I'm
can't
touching
get up
it,
and get it
right now.
Are you?
Yep.
Does it feel good?
Dude. It's smoking.
I'm sure it is.
Son of a bitch.
Okay. So we're talking about something that I'm not necessarily in agreement with tonight.
I'm upset.
So Rocky and I come from two different sides of the fence on this. And that's good for the show, right? All right.
Don't even talk to me right
now. So get on with it.
I need a minute. All right.
Yep. Lisa's telling everybody she got tested for vid today.
All right. She did.
Did you?
Yes.
How'd it go?
Well,
My
brain was raped. All right, bro.
Did they really go? I mean, they had to
do
that.
She went. I mean, I think it hit the back of my skull. I ain't playing. I think because I gave her a dirty look because we waited. They just like went and took a break. They just said, you know what? Don't worry. There's only like 8 blocks worth of freaking cars. Don't worry about it. You know, we're going to go poop, you know, maybe go pee and go eat some food. Couple donuts. Don't take your time. Don't worry about the people. You know, they're not just freaking dying in their car looking for answers. They're listening to the radio.
So did you have to wait a long time?
We got there early enough.
That you got in pretty quick?
No.
Oh.
We got there, and then they decided to go take a break.
Oh.
And then we watched the line. We couldn't believe it. After we got tested, that line went for effing blocks, dude.
Really?
For blocks,
man.
Where
did you have to go? Mansfield?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So, I mean, it looked pretty smooth with Lisa, but I think.
Was it a standard PCR test?
I think she's
racist. In other words, you won't know the outcome yet.
24 to 48
okay,
hours.
That's what I thought.
They said the rapid ones are a little less accurate, and it's like, I don't believe none of them. None of them. Anyways, so yeah, and it was kind of weird though, because. You know, I think I had it or got it. I don't even know. I don't even care, right? But she's super sick. Super sick.
Yeah, and quite honestly, guys, I seriously thought that I had gotten it again.
Can you get
this
it back
last
to back
week
like that?
Well, but so my thing is I've got this little shitty cough, but I've had this cough for a long time. A lot of it is because of the vaping. I get that. But I started getting fever on Monday night. Did the show with Brad on Tuesday morning, and that was pretty much it for me. I couldn't, I did the show here Tuesday night, but then.
You were rough.
I was rough on Tuesday night. When we got done with the show.
You yelled at me right
away. I didn't
away.
Yell at you. We just got done. I kissed you goodbye.
You did.
Hugged you, and then out the door you went, and I went straight to bed. Mm-hmm. And I basically was in bed from Tuesday night until this morning. And I felt stellar this morning. I got up. I felt great. My arm wasn't hurting.
Okay.
But as we went through the day to day, the discoloration.
Well, you know, rupture. I think it's rupture.
No, it's just that it just started and it itches.
Does it change if you kept it elevated?
No, but I do ice it and it makes it feel better. But it has swollen now to like a golf ball size little bubble.
Let's just pop it.
Oh, nah, see, that's the thing is you can't pop it. Even doctors are afraid to do that because if it's not infected, them going in and releasing that can infect it.
You didn't hear about my skills.
I'm not even listening to you.
There's been times where Lisa has called me Dr. Stucci.
No.
Dr. Stucci, she says.
I'm like, hey, baby.
Leslie Holker says, what kind of discoloration, Ron?
It's like a lime green, like a Ghostbusters slime.
Well, here.
Probably you, color. You can look at it. I'll just keep it behind me. You know what I mean? Yeah. What are you doing, bro?
What color is it?
It's
like a
it's a red going purple.
Yeah, like a bruise.
Yeah, it's just yeah, and, yeah.
It's quite honestly, purple. I'm hoping that it is bruised.
Yeah.
Just, but okay. It's still discolored, right?
You didn't tell the people though why you had that problem with your elbow, because you know, back in the day, Ron used to
whiskey,
elbow smash.
That doesn't work. I've already tried that, but
what?
Thank you.
What's that? What's that?
What? He said just rub one out and your elbow will feel better.
Dude, my elbows are great, bro.
What were you saying?
I can't remember.
Oh, okay.
Ron says rub one out. So, you know, it's weird because this morning I go outside.
Vincent Roman says, by the way, with yeah. Dr. Stucci, you'll only feel a little prick.
It's usually a magic marker.
Okay, go ahead. Yep. You're outside.
You know, it is magic marker. I was going to say something. I'm glad I didn't. And I was looking up at the sky. Now, we had a little bit of traffic this morning, but you know what? We kind of live in a busy area. Here you go, drinking a coffee. See, the way you were drinking your coffee was like, bring it on, dude. Come on.
Yeah, but get on with it. I'm
why are you all ready to get aggressive?
What do you mean?
What the hell?
I'm not getting aggressive.
I'm winding up with my line right now.
I just don't agree necessarily with atmospheric injection.
How could, okay. Tell me, okay, before we even get into it, we're fighting. All right. So,
Wait a minute. Let me back up and say this. I don't necessarily agree that it doesn't happen. I just don't agree that everything we see up there like we saw today, because Rocky's got video and pictures, and it's some serious stuff. I just think today was all contrails. Do you want me to put your stuff up here?
Come on, put it up.
Where is it?
It's on the screen.
There it is right there.
Come on.
All right.
All right. So this here was me standing in my backyard today. This is what you're looking at. We are watching this all morning. We just watched it. They just went by. They just one stop. They were in formation. Okay. So.
You've got a better picture here in a second that literally looks like they tic-tac-toed this freaking thing.
I think I'm going to zoom down on it. Just watch this video. So what you're seeing, these lines in my sky, I'm watching them spray these, and I'm watching. See right there? You see the spread. Hold on. I'm stopping that. Let me see if I can go back just a little bit. I don't know how this works. So you actually see the cloud where it was sprayed, and you can see in the sunlight. To you, that's going to be moisture, right? So it should be raining or something.
No, not at all.
So you start seeing this effect in the spread of this moisture that gets sprayed out of these planes, and this moisture turns to, I don't know. So this is what you're seeing. My backyard.
Yeah.
I sent this to Phillips today. It almost looks like an asteroid or something. There it is. It started all over. Yeah. I thought I had that picture.
You've got the picture. Well, oh, you don't have the picture you sent me?
Hold on a second. Yeah, just stay right there.
Because I can send it back to you.
Hold on. I got you right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let me see. There's a couple of them. I'm trying to find this one.
Yeah, there it is.
Hold on. Can I make it bigger? Whoop.
Can I make it bigger? Can I make it bigger?
All right, so that's the picture. That was...
So it looks like, I mean, it's like a checkerboard.
Yeah. So what are they doing then? I mean, is it some kind of flight training?
No, I don't think it's flight training. I think those are literal contrails. And I look, here's the thing. We have some 5,000 planes in the air over the U.S. at any given time.
Yeah.
We are a major airport area, right?
Yeah.
So what I think is that the atmospheric conditions for today in this area where we were seeing those were perfectly set up for contrails from aircraft at altitude, because a lot of those that you're seeing there are altitude-based contrails. In other words, they're miles high.
100%.
Right?
That's the only space.
7 miles high.
At least.
Right. Not 60 miles high where they're up near the atmosphere.
Well, I don't know why you all space. Get up in my face.
No, I'm not up in your space.
How high can a plane fly?
A plane will typically only fly about 40,000, 45,000 feet.
That's still pretty high.
They can fly higher. I mean, certain planes can fly higher. Don't get me wrong. U-2s were flying, you know, 100,000 feet.
Oh. I'm so mad.
It's not that I disagree with you, because I do think that they spray crap in our atmosphere.
So, okay, so you're saying that this isn't real, but then you have people in multiple organizations and governmental agencies that have talked about the work that they have done. There's backstories, a million backstories.
Correct.
So right now, probably, hold on now, right now, your perception is strictly based off the science you know in regards to modern day flight and atmospheric conditions.
Correct.
Because you're a pilot.
Because I'm a pilot. So that's, you know, the things that reason. Can happen.
I never knew in my lifetime.
Therefore, I am open.
I understand.
To my mind being changed.
I don't. Right. So you're going to have to explain the science to me, though, when you have a molecule of water. When you're saying that this is moisture, and because of these specific atmospheric conditions, you're saying that this moisture can stay frozen and somehow that ice turn into a cloud. And that explains the growth and spread of these contrails, because otherwise, typically, a contrail dissipates within 10 minutes.
Well, Doug Stack says it dissipates within 30 seconds, but that's not true either.
No, I've seen them last a long time.
Yeah, persistent contrails, they can stick around for hours. Now, the ones like you're showing me are the ones that grow.
Right.
They get much bigger.
So what's the difference in the science?
Don't know. I don't know that. I don't know the answer.
But you said before the show that you're saying that those clouds spreading that I'm showing you right here on the video, you're saying that that's water.
I'm saying that that's contrail ice crystals.
That completely turned into clouds?
Could potentially.
I've never.
Okay, I'm not.
Oh, my shit, doing this. I've ever heard this.
What did I say before the show started? I have zero idea about this topic that we've got going tonight.
But you're kind of against it.
I am absolutely against it because I don't know enough about it.
Yep.
I haven't done the research to like for UFOs. There are people out there against UFOs, right? Why? But why? Exactly. Really? I've done enough reading and research, because it intrigued me, to go out and look at it and call into question that, you know what, shit, there's probably something out there.
All right.
Just because I haven't done that on atmospheric injection doesn't mean I wouldn't believe it. I just don't know enough about it to trust that that's what's happening, because your description of atmospheric injection to me was the dispersing of.
You're getting a little aggressive.
What'd you call it? What kind of particle? I'm not getting aggressive.
Look at you.
Oh my God. of aluminum, right? As aluminum particles.
Yes. And barium.
And barium. All right. Yep. I have read just in the last couple of hours, because we were going to talk about this tonight.
Oh, you mean a whole 2 hours?
Well, how long did you give me to study for this tonight?
About 4.
That is not true.
Dude, I got text. 2 o'clock.
Okay, but when did you reply? Don't ask me about when you got the text.
I was busy. I was getting my face stabbed, bro.
Let me see. What time? Damn. I'm sorry, you were getting your face stabbed.
Yeah.
Let's see. What time?
Mine's going to be a negative.
Sounds good. What will we be covering tonight? I asked you at 5 p.m. At 5:36, you said chemtrails, atmospheric injections, and I went.
Dude, that's plenty of time.
Dude, that was an hour and a half before showtime.
You are Ron Phillips, brother. Oh, my God. You are Ron Phillips.
Okay. So, I don't have enough knowledge, but you say got video of what's his name?
Yeah, I'm still looking for it. During the break, I'll find it. Yeah. It's John Brennan.
Brennan. I remember. Okay. I remember seeing this, I think.
I played think it, you for sent you it for you before. Yeah. Yes. John Brennan talks about the CIA getting $10 billion a year in this program that the CIA, which bothers me, gets this funding to put particles, and somehow they get into the atmosphere. And their thing is to prevent global warming, right? This is what Ron and I were talking about during the break.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to look at it from a legitimate scientific perspective, and you're literally at heart trying to do things, well, I don't know.
Oh.
Where was I going on that?
I have no idea. I was trying to listen intently, and then you just stopped talking.
Holy cow, bro. You know, because I'm looking at...
Hit the vape if you need
to. Can I really? Yeah, do you need to do one?
Jesus Christ. No, I'm not going to do
it. I'm not doing one either.
You lie. You'll do it in a minute.
No, I've been fighting. I may need tape for my right arm.
Oh, my God.
I don't know, dude. He's giving them $10 billion. You know, and okay, so you genuinely want to save the planet. So you're going to do things, right? So you're going to try to do weather modification to slow down the heat to the planet, which is fine. Okay, but catastrophically, you can never reverse that if you start playing God and you start putting things in the atmosphere. I don't understand why an agency like the CIA would be part of that in the first place, but that's irreversible. And historically, our planet has been much hotter and much colder, historically. And there is plenty of independent research out there to support that, 1,000%. So what would be this sinister agenda? Now I'm bringing this to you, Phillips.
Okay.
If you were part of a global cabal, and there was the way that you could control everything atmospherically by certain particles that are floating around, how could you weaponize this type of behavior with spraying things like aluminum and possibly spraying other countries with chemicals? I mean, what could be the sinister agenda behind something like this?
Well, like you and I were talking before the show, you said they used cloud seeding.
Cloud seeding is a whole separate different thing.
But that indicates that it can be done.
They've been cloud seeding, brother, for a long time. China did it one time where they shot a rocket. Iodine, or it's something, it's nothing really exotic. It's something pretty common that they shoot up. And it has to be an existing cloud. And when it explodes in the cloud, it grabs all the freaking moisture in the area and just sucks it right in and makes pretty much the cloud explode. China, years ago, I think it was in the 40s, they shot a rocket into a cloud, put way too much of this chemical in the cloud, created a freaking blizzard, and people died. It just made the cloud above them just explode.
Seriously?
Yes.
Didn't you say they tried to do this, or they did do this over the Vietnam War?
They created
typhoons?
They created a typhoon monsoons, by seeding whatever. The clouds, yep. Because they were trying to, all the rat tunnels.
Yep. Trying to flood them out.
Yep. Trying to flood them out. So that's interesting.
I've never read anything about that.
And that's just cloud seeding, brother. You can do that simply by putting a chemical into an existing cloud. There has to be an existing cloud. You could weaponize that alone. And you're not talking about any other type of modification, but just spraying a chemical in a cloud and knowing which direction that cloud is going to fly. You know what I mean? And they can kind of predict that.
So this bastion of wonderfulness we call Wikipedia, which, you know, we know that.
Why you even read from there?
I don't know. I just, a lot of times I get information. So depending on the temperature and humidity at the altitude the contrails form, they may be visible for only a few seconds or minutes, or may persist for hours and spread to be several miles wide, eventually resembling natural cirrus or altocumulus clouds. Persistent contrails are of particular interest to scientists because they increase the cloudiness of the atmosphere. Some persistent spreading contrails contribute to climate change. Which is weird. Anyhow. So, yeah, I mean, contrails can spread out. They don't just disappear immediately. It's all based on the atmospheric conditions at altitude for that plane. I mean, because you got a lot of hot gas, seriously, coming out of the back end of that plane. And it just rapid freezes when it gets into the cold air. And it creates these ice crystals.
I totally get that part.
Okay. So you're not, I mean, I know you don't disagree with contrails. That's
no,
not the
no,
point.
No, no, no.
I just don't understand why you think that what we were seeing today was atmospheric injection.
I don't know. I guess, you know what? I've been following this stupid ass crap for so long that you just look at a cloud and you start to know what they look like. I don't freaking know. And then you watch the patterns. I'm sorry, brother. I don't think it's contrails. I just don't. And I think that, you know what? I think there's a greater agenda and there's consequences, even if it's an innocent act, brother. And I want to bring that up when we get back.
Yes, let's talk about that when we get back. The secondary agenda for atmospheric injection.
smack the shit out of you in a break.
All right, guys, we'll be back in two. Stop touching me.
At Romica Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romica Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logoed designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romica Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romicadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and we'd be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romicadesigns.com, or visit us on the web at romicadesigns.com.
Abnormal realities.
All right. So let's see. Oh, this is a cool one. You may affect magnetic phenomena that makes credit cards unreadable after you've been carrying them. Do you have a problem with your credit cards?
I do not.
He is not a slider.
I'm not a slider.
All right. And number everything is that's no more numbers.
What are you doing? I'm just thinking about how much of a train wreck we are.
Give me a hug.
No, I'm not hugging you. God, can we? How long is this show getting on? I can't believe you got to the end of the story and you went, humana, humana, humana. There are no more numbers. What?
I thought there's another one. I tried playing it off. It rolled over on me.
Abnormal realities.
Every time I look at the clock, the break gets further away. I don't understand.
With Ron and Rocky.
I hit play.
8 p.m. Eastern. Mojo 5-0.
I don't even care.
Oh, hell.
And after that, turn
damn.
Take a sip.
That's two nights. That's two nights in a row. You've missed your drums. You just can't find good help these days, but that's all right.
You know, I can play the drums.
You can play the drums.
I can.
Welcome back to Abnormal Realities, folks. I'm Ron Phillips. That's Rocky Stucci. We're talking about atmospheric injection, and Rocky's trying to school me.
I ain't trying to school nobody, brother.
On the effects.
Hey, here. Dude, just like paranormal.
Okay.
I will never, ever try to convince you anything.
Okay.
Right? I will love, just like we do, have conversations about things. I have my conclusions. If you jump into this, all I'm trying to do is just spark the mind a little bit just to veer off. You know what I'm saying? Just to veer off from that.
I cannot speak.
Perfect explanation.
Right. And I cannot speak educationally or professionally about atmospheric injection. I just don't know enough about it. It was everything I could do to just get through freaking meteorology when I was getting my pilot's license, because even that is a struggle sometimes. Clouds, atmosphere, dew point, you name it, all of that mess.
Yeah.
But it would not be beyond the United States federal government or any government for that matter to seed the atmosphere for the purposes of reducing global climate change.
Yeah.
Or reducing
heat.
Heat.
Cooling the earth by a couple degrees. My problem is, bro. Why do I got to say it like that?
I don't know.
My problem is that per history, the Earth is going to cycle back to a cold cycle.
Yeah, and then after all of this is done,
we're going
to
go.
We're not going to be able to get it warm again.
Yeah. We can't take. We'll be like, oh, climate change is kind of chilling out. So go get your Kirby vacuum and, you know, take me up in a helicopter so I can start sucking some of that aluminum out of the atmosphere. You know what I mean? Can't do it. You can't reverse it. So you know what? You have to pay the consequence for the reward. You know, there's always a yin to a yang.
That's a good point. Maybe they're not worried about warming the earth.
I don't think they are. I really don't. You know, no matter what, the earth is always shifting. We talked about this last week. The North Pole is always moving. That's not any kind of conspiracy. That's just the way the magnetic thing works with the planet.
Okay.
So I think that is making untraditional weather. And the slightest degree of change with that pole is going to shift that weather pattern just that slightest degree, which is then going to create disruptions that would be more noticeable to us. But speaking from the Earth's perspective, mm-hmm. it's just a little minor shift. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's global for us. It's effective. It hurts us. It if it gets us a little too cold, you know, we freeze to death, or a little too hot and we become raisins, and it disrupts our life as we know it.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, living in my house, I know if it's in the summer and the temperature in this office right here where we're sitting is above 73 degrees, I can't stand it. If it's in the winter and this room gets above 68 degrees, I can't stand it. I'm very, very hot natured, so I need to have it cool in here. Now, you see I'm wearing this sweater or this light jacket tonight. That's because I've got a short sleeve shirt on. It was a little unprofessional and I didn't feel like changing, so I just put a jacket on, but I turned the air down.
Dude, I think you look hot. Really, ladies?
Thanks.
Ron Phillips. On the lower stage, ladies, come on up to Sniffer's Roll. Ron is coming up.
I do have the best dad bod.
With his dad bod. He has some oil rubbing on the nipples, tickling his belly in front of the ladies up on the stage. Bringing up, ladies, he takes PayPal. He takes Square. He takes just about any source of payment you want. And he also supplies a straw. Enjoy. So, anyways.
Good Lord.
Okay, continue, Brian.
All right. No, that's all I had.
Okay. What is your take on spraying of vaccines over populations of people? Do you think they've ever done or attempted to spray any type of mood-altering chemicals over populations?
Look, if they've attempted to do any kind of atmospheric injection, then my guess is they've sprayed chemicals of some sort over populations, yes. Now, we know what kind of a big deal, at least the governments try to make it seem, when a country uses chemical weapons, mm-hmm. right? But we're talking about chemical weapons, that are used in wartime.
Right.
Right. We're not talking about chemical weapons where the government thinks they're trying to help,
mm-hmm.
i.e. vaccines, mm-hmm. or, you know, aerosols of some sort that would, you know.
So you can't help but think.
I mean, you got to think in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, didn't they spray an aerosol out and put the cows to sleep?
Yeah.
At some point, that's probably been done.
So there has been a couple different countries that have done it over some of their towns, well documented, not a conspiracy.
And I don't disagree.
And they sprayed these vaccines. And then I watched this report and did research on this report years ago in regards to a certain spray that they were spraying over a town in Afghanistan. And when they were given the presentation, they're explaining the chemical makeup and the effectiveness of the human mind. And they truly believed that whatever they had in this chemical would absorb in his skin.
Mm-hmm.
And it would, they said it would literally take the radical out of the radical.
What?
It would humanize radicals.
What?
Swear to God, dude. And it was military.
And did it work in any form or fashion?
I have no idea. Evidently, but they sprayed. We don't know. Because they could have found an isolated town and just sprayed over that isolated town and then just infiltrated it and just to do their research on the change in development and cooperation of a small group that they control. Yeah. All I'm saying is that when you know things are done like that, you can't help but go a little deeper in the thought process.
Yeah.
And these things are documented, right? Those things you can find if you start jumping into the rabbit hole and get away from the Google and go away from the modern explanation of what everything is and listen to some of the pilots and people that have experienced this. And a lot of people are fighting back because of the consequences that it's having on the population. So could that be sinister? Could it be? Sure, it could be, right? This could be much more bigger than we could even put our minds to, right? If they're literally clowning our skyways with something just enough to keep us a little effing crazy, almost a slip, keep us worried about pigmentation and gender and who's going to go in what bathroom. It kind of keeps us in savage mode. It's a lot easier to control those populations. I'm just saying. I'm not saying that's what it is.
Right.
But you know the capabilities are possible. But that is such a great weapon against humanity. And the more you learn in the darkness of our history and our world, the more you realize that, hell yeah, that's possible. Mm-hmm. You look at modern day situations, hell yeah, that's possible. A lot different than what we're talking about, but you're still talking something that affects our atmosphere in a way, the air we breathe, and the new ways that it affects us and breaks a community. And then how they publicize it and how it changes the mindset and fear into society. And it literally changes the way people live in a heartbeat, instantly. Immediate change.
I don't know if I was a citizen of a city or a country that found out, you know, that the government was spraying or injecting the atmosphere above where I lived with something. I fear that happening in the U.S., someone finding out definitively that was what was happening, would create another civil war.
You know, I think something like this is at a way higher level. You know, it's something that probably doesn't get debriefed on all the time. It could be more of a sinister, more of the global cabals type of powers. You know, countries know what's being done, just look the other way as long as you keep benefit from it. I'm not saying that's what it is. I'm just saying that, you know, if people...
And as far as we know, it could be private industry and not the government.
But could you imagine a society of people that thought literally for themselves?
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
what I'm
saying? You got to think about the fact that it's super easy to do. I mean, you see crop dusters all the time spraying chemicals all over, yep, you know, their crops. It's super easy to do. How that's managed, who the hell knows?
I don't know.
Air quality samples all across the U.S., who the hell knows?
So you're getting a lot of these professionals come forward because they have gone around now and they have monitored multiple sites throughout our country. Now, I'll say this. The theory is that they spray aluminum and barium. A lot of that falls to the ground. And there are high spray sites within the United States. Iowa is one of them. You always see them driving through Iowa. Always.
Yeah.
And
aluminum and barium.
Aluminum and barium. And what's happening is that you get that downfall of those micro aluminum particles. And it just, you don't even see it. Don't even notice it. It just kind of absorbs into the ground and the rocks and the grass. And it's at levels at certain parts of our country in the millions of parts over.
Are they talking about that this aluminum allows the sun to reflect off of it?
Yeah. So it might,
but that it doesn't supposedly hurt anything when it gets to the ground, or you breathe it in?
You can see the gaze in the sky sometimes when they spray. You can see through the gaze. Sometimes you see little rainbows in there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Wouldn't that be water vapor?
So they're saying that it could be, absolutely, because, yeah, the rainbow. But they're saying that they're controlling it by at least 3 degrees, the deflection. Just a little bit of it deflects back into the universe or, you know, space. So, you know, people would literally buy that narrative. It don't matter. People would buy the narrative. It's a noble thing.
I guess I can see that.
They're trying to save you. They don't want to see New York City go underwater. They're going to tell you it's going to get 2 more degrees hotter and you guys are doomed because those icebergs are going to melt. The polar bears. Just got really quiet.
Okay.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know, dude. Again, I can't talk in an educated way about,
no, we're not
it.
Talking about it. We're talking about the possibilities. Okay, so
Possibilities? Okay. Obviously.
So now this aluminum falls to the ground.
What does it do to you?
Okay.
As a human being, what does breathing aluminum? Here's why I asked the question.
Out of you before this show.
It's important. You'll understand, right? If I'm using a fiber laser that doesn't have
that I'm
engraving aluminum, mm-hmm, and I get aluminum dust in my lungs, what's it gonna do to me?
Oh, that's even worse.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to get to. But
so you're on my team on this one.
You want to bitch at me for for trying to ask the question or make the statement.
Well, you're coming out pretty defensive tonight, bro.
I'm not coming out defensive, son, dude. You know me.
Bitch, bro.
You know me, and I'm not that defensive on very many things. All right, go, go. Okay, I'm listening. Go ahead.
No, what was I saying?
Exactly. Aluminum dust. What's it going to
do? Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to do. Check this out. Watch this. Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting a message. It might be something of importance here. Let me see. The dimming full length. Oh, yeah. Just watch that movie, too.
What is it?
Jamie sent it. I'll forward it to you. Jamie, if you didn't send it to Ron, send it to Ron. The dimming full length climate engineering. I think I've seen that. And they explain the science behind it all. Just watch it.
The dimming.
And report back to the team. Okay.
All right.
That'll be the starters. And then we'll just kind of see what happens.
The dimming. D-I-M-M-I-N-G. Okay.
I will just forward it.
No, I got it, I think.
All right.
Yep, I've got it.
My man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Climate engineering documentary. Geoengineering Watch is what you sent me to. Geoengineeringwatch.org. Yeah, yeah. They have a whole lot of stuff there. We probably should go out and look into that. But you know what? I can ask the same questions of flat earthers and they can throw me all kinds of shit to look at. But it's whether or not I believe it.
I'm going to fight you.
And at the same point in time, I will take all the information you can send me about Bigfoot, aliens, extraterrestrials, space bases on the moon and Mars. I'll take all that information. Why? Because it intrigues me and I have a deep desire to learn it.
All right, bro.
My problem is atmospheric injection. It's not that I want to understand it, that I want to learn it. It's just that I think if it was happening, the smart people on the planet who are against that would know it already. And maybe they do. Maybe they just aren't doing anything about it.
Well, aluminum can cause osteoporosis, hyperacidity, indigestion. Edema or edema? How do you say that?
Edema.
Yep. What is that? Edema?
Bleeding in the under the skin, I think.
You're going to bleed under the skin. Mm-hmm. It's going to bleed. Just let it bleed. Just poke it with the pin and just let it. Inflammation. What, bro?
Just poke it with a pin.
Inflammation. Dandruff.
I'm good.
You're looking
good. I'm good on the dandruff side.
Pretty damn sexy. Did you notice he trimmed the goatee as well?
I did trim it. It was getting a little too long.
Dude, I'm not going to lie.
What I found was I was spending all day playing with it.
Yes, that's the way it's supposed to be.
For those of you listening on iHeartRadio, we're talking about my goatee.
Yes. Dude, I think a lot of people enjoyed watching the playage of the chinage during the show.
No, I wouldn't do it during the show.
Yeah, you would, bro. You'd be doing this.
Well, maybe I did. I don't remember, but maybe I did.
You don't even realize you're doing it. Just like that
I didn't.
Hit of the vape you just did and didn't even realize you
did. I didn't hit my vape because it's over there on the cabinet.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, it is too.
Shit.
It is over here.
Why is it so far away?
Why? Because I don't want to reach out for it.
A little aggressive. A little aggressive.
Oh, my God. A little aggressive, he says.
All right, dandruff. So it causes dandruff. This was one quick search. Alzheimer's disease, that's kind of a big one, I'm just saying. And different brain disorders, and autism being one of them. So those are just some of the things that aluminum does to the human body. We didn't even talk about any type of...
See, Alzheimer's worries me because, I have family members who have passed away from Alzheimer's disease. Mm. So that worries me a little bit.
What do you want me to do if something happens and you go there?
And I go
like
where?
You don't remember me and shit. I mean, how do you want me to handle that?
I don't know. I don't know how I want anybody to handle that. If anybody knew how they wanted somebody to handle that, they would have told them, and it would have.
Can I possibly do experiments because I got some ideas?
You remember that movie 50 First Dates where he made a video for her? You don't remember the movie? That is one of the best movies I've ever seen. It's Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore.
Oh, dude, I am on it.
You've never seen it.
I will never see it.
You got to see it. It's good.
I will never see it.
She had an accident.
Good.
Where she's lost her short-term memory.
Oh.
And so every night she goes to sleep, the next morning she wakes up.
It's a brand new person.
It's a brand new day. She doesn't remember.
How do we know that shit ain't going on already?
We don't. It's a brand new day. And so he has to, in order to fall in love with her, he has to make her a video And over time, he makes her a video. So she just watches the video of the highlights of their life so that when she meets him again, she's not scared of him.
Let me guess. So that's what I want you to do. The movie, they got in this big old freaking argument, and then she went this way and he went this way, and they both went into little depressions, and they were playing like really sad music, and then all of a sudden they decided to go talk, and then they hugged and they played really good music, and they fell in love with one another, lived happily,
and had a kid,
and they pooped out a baby.
Basically that movie, yes.
Son of a bitch.
No, that was a good movie, but that's what I want you to do. No, that's what I want you to do.
You want me to do what? Remind you every day?
If I have Alzheimer's, I want you to create a video that tells me who you are.
Yep.
Then again,
I'll be like, yo, Phillips, I don't know, man. You know what? I know I'm in there, bro. I know I'm in there. Do you remember that one time I pinched my nipple right in front of your face, bro?
Although Alzheimer's is like really, really, real short memory. I used to tell my grandmother several times I was her grandson in a single conversation. But
there's some people that literally go all the way out, you know.
It's difficult to watch people with dementia and Alzheimer's. It's a difficult thing because it is a slow,
it's horrible,
painful thing.
I watched that video where they put headphones on and played music, and these people snapped out of it, man. When they heard
something, they became lucid for a little bit.
Yeah, because it touched their roots. It hit a spot of their brain that stimulated the brain enough, like an old motorcycle, you know, trying to kickstart that bitch. You know what I mean? And that was the feel right there. And then they come out of it. This one lady started dancing. She used to be a ballerina.
I saw that.
You know?
She was dancing on her bed or on the chair. Yeah.
Yep.
I did. I saw that.
It's amazing, the human mind.
I mean, yeah. So,
okay, so now, so if they're saying that this is what they're doing, now they're saying that there are states around the country with extremely high levels of aluminum in their top soil. So where they plant their food, where they crop, where they raise cattle, they're all ingesting this aluminum. So it's creating this new toxicity within our food system, our water system. Everything.
Yeah, because you're getting it secondarily.
But now look at, though, if you look at the pattern of when they theorize on when this kind of started.
Yeah.
And then you kind of look at the rise of certain things within the medical community, like Alzheimer's, the rise of that, the rise of autism, you know, cases of, you know, the mental mind. It's just weird how they kind of just ride with one another. I'm just saying, if you want to go that direction, you can find things to say that's plausible. Did it really happen, or is that part of agenda? I doubt it, but I'm just saying it could be plausible.
Yeah. I mean, I know that vaccines are a big thing for people, you know, that have children with autism, or for people who believe that the vaccines cause autism, and I don't know whether they do or not. I don't know. Haven't looked into it. But if what is the other, barium? Is that what you said?
Barium.
What is barium?
Not really a lot about it.
But if you're being flooded with aluminum dust particles and you're not supposed to be breathing it and or inhaling it, eating it.
You know, I'm curious,
man, it would just be, I don't know.
Is Timmy the pilot or pilot?
He's a retired commercial pilot.
Yeah. Yo, interested. What is Timmy the pilot saying in the chat room? Does he believe in them? Does he believe it could be possible? Come on, Timmy. Talk to me, brother. I want to see what Timmy the pilot is. Keep an eye for that, Ryan.
I got it.
But you know what? The funny thing is, though, bro, is the only reason I explore all of this, and that's my problem, is that I can find plausibility in a lot of these things. Like, it could. You know, you start understanding the dark, sinister things that already happened. You're like, well, shit, if they're doing that, why wouldn't they do that? And when they talk about the global elite, those are the people I'm referring to that have these little military programs. More in a pro. What the hell's
going on with you? Was that mine?
Oh, yeah. I thought there was like a demon child
like
in here.
Like a dog in here whining?
What the hell?
I have loud bowels.
Hey, you know what?
It's a digestive thing.
Got to run. Linda, you ain't going. You got 6 minutes. So tell whoever you need to go meet, you got 6 minutes.
Timmy said, I can explain all you want to know about those contrails. I don't know where he lands specifically. My guess is that it's all bullshit. and it's just contrails.
Timmy, are you That's Team my guess. Ron?
That's Timmy. My guess.
Team, Timmy, Team Ron or Team Meatball? Bro, come on.
And neither one of our feelings are hurt.
No, no, they will be.
Mine will not be if you're not Team Ron. Yo, that's okay with
by,
me, buddy.
Stand by for Timmy the Pilot.
Because you have more experience than that than I do.
Timmy the Pilot's coming with an answer. Is he Team Ron or Team Rocky?
He says Team Ron, and yes, it's all BS.
You got to be shitting me.
Yo, Fat Tony.
That is so funny.
I'm heartbroken.
It's just... I don't know, dude.
But you know what? There's a lot of people that are Team Rocky on this one.
There are a lot of people. But then again, you're going to find Team Round Earth,
okay.
Team Flat Earth.
Yeah, but so right? Here's what I ask
Team
people.
Moon Missions and Team No Moon Missions.
What I'm asking you when you go and watch this video, I'm asking you just to approach it with an open mind.
Same thing I do with every video you send
100%, yep. Man. Because everything we watch has an agenda. Every single thing we watch has a specific agenda, no matter what it is.
I agree.
Yes. So, take what you want, but I think there's some good shit in there, bro. I just need you to consider it.
Have you seen it?
I've seen just about every single one of them.
Okay. The dimming.
I used to go into that website and just tear it up. I used to read the studies that because they couldn't get the government to study any of those samples.
Yeah.
So, they had to go to these private labs. All they wanted to do was monitor the aluminum content. They were going to, like, playgrounds, schools. Just different areas.
I guess what gets me is that on a scale from 1 to 10, atmospheric injection is about a 1.5.
But how come when you get UFOs people like are a Bill like Gates 11. Foundation and the CIA that
I don't know.
Talks about it in press conferences, you still push back on it that hard?
I don't know that I'm pushing back.
That's your key.
I just
key.
Don't listen to it.
Same thing with Timmy the Pilot. That's your key.
What's the key?
You know, having credible sources like the Gates Foundations, whether we like them or not, and the CIA that are involved in these projects, you can find their work and their press releases on it. You can hear Brennan talk about it. So if they admit it, I just don't understand how that one part alone where they say, dude, we get $10 billion to spray your shit, but you still ain't going to believe it. I'm going to spray it down your throat and you think it's just going to be raining on your mouth. I don't even know any other direction to go. I mean, if that's not convincing enough to say, okay, there's something.
Okay.
Then get busy.
Look, dude, would I read an article for 5 hours about the what you call it project?
Dude, you went deep, bro.
What was the name of that?
Dude, you were kind of psychologically disturbed when I got here that day. Your eyeballs like
I was going. All in it because it intrigued me. That kind of stuff intrigues me. But atmospheric injection, because there's not enough of it going around for people in the know to be making a big stink about it, I guess that's why it hasn't triggered me yet. What?
How do you have to be in the know?
What I'm saying is that there's not enough of a stink being made about it.
Isn't that the interesting part?
From people who don't believe it or who believe it, right? It's like the flat earth thing. There's not enough people out there who think there's a flat earth.
Do we not see this manipulation that, every single day we turn our media on?
I don't disagree.
Every direction.
I don't disagree.
Let me answer it.
But
the,
do I entertain the flat earthers? No, I don't have time
I know,
for that
but,
shit.
Dude, that's... swear to God. It's like, dude, I literally want to put a piece of tape on your nipple and rip it off really hard.
I'm
right
sure
now.
You do right now. Probably feel good.
Kind of would. Kind of
I'm
would.
Sure you would.
No, you would. Think it kind of
oh no
good.
It'd probably feel good it'd take like my mind take like, my mind off my elbow.
Oh, we could do that.
No, let's not do it right now. We'll do it after the show.
I don't know, man. Just watch that damn video.
I'll watch it.
Don't be biased about
no,
it. Don't be
it.
All defensive when you watch it.
Not gonna be defensive.
You kind of are right now.
No,
just
I'm
a regular
not.
Conversation
if you don't stop touching my Peter.
Damn.
You know I'm not defensive.
A little bit
you
of feel energy
oh
in here. It makes
God.
Me really uncomfortable.
Oh, my God. Are we going to try to do conspiracy tomorrow night if
dude,
I'm not in the hospital?
We barely even did conspiracy tonight.
No, we actually did more conspiracy.
We talked about spraying people.
Because quite honestly, the fact that you and I don't wholly agree on this is a good thing for
us.
It's
kind of fun. But, you know, inside, there's a couple times I got angry. But I can see
us bothering you quite a bit. You'll go home and have nightmares about this discussion. No,
it's just, it's like, I don't understand it when there's things, legitimate things, very easy to find.
But what makes them legitimate to you?
They're credentials of the source. The hell's wrong with you?
Oh, good Lord.
I'm going to smack the shit out of him when this show's over.
That's why we do this show, because we love you guys. We do.
I bet you there's a lot of... Hey, Twitter. Hashtag abnormal realities. Team Rocky or Team freaking wrong? Don't hear it.
Hey, it is what it is. I got more important things to research. UFOs and elbows. Secret space programs.
UFOs and elbows.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we're going to try to do this tomorrow night. Look out for our announcement on Facebook.
Love you guys.
On our Facebook page. We love you guys. Appreciate it. See you tomorrow night.
Come on, give me a hug, somebody.
This is the seditious, rabble-rousing, liberty-loving, home of fun, entertaining, and compelling talk. Mojo 5-0.